Back here on Regional Radio, I'm joined now by the valedictorian for Fredericktown High School, Hannah Lewis. Hannah, first of all, congratulations on being the valedictorian.
Thank you.
What was the first thing you crossed your mind when you found out that you were going to be the valedictorian?
I was just very shocked. It wasn't something that I had been hoping for it, but it wasn't something that I'd been thinking about a lot. It just shocked me a lot and made me very happy.
Now, are you just being modest, or did you not believe that you were the smartest person in your school?
Well, I knew that I'd always been at the top of my class, but it wasn't something that I was like, I had to be valedictorian. I knew I was smart, but I didn't want to show off or anything. No, I am pretty modest.
That's definitely a good quality to have then. What else are you involved in besides, just maintaining a high GPA?
I've been very involved in the FFA at Fredericktown. I've been a chapter officer. I went to state and national convention. I've been involved in the beta chapter at my high school. I went to state beta competition in spelling. I've been in choir since middle school. I've just been in a lot of things.
You mentioned the beta. You said you did the spelling competition there?
Yes.
How did you fare with that?
I got third at state, and then I actually went to national convention in the summer, too.
Do you ever watch the spelling bee that they do on TV every so often?
Not regularly.
Do you think you could hold your own with some of those kids, though, and some of the words they have to spell?
I would definitely try. I would have to study, probably, but I think it would be fun.
Outside of school, is there anything that you're involved with, like a job-wise or community service or anything like that?
I work at a local animal hospital. It's called the Fredericktown Animal Hospital. I want to go to vet school, so it's the perfect job for me. I'm a kennel attendant, and so I take the dogs out every morning and evening, and I take care of the cats and the dogs and cats that have had surgery through the day and everything.
And you get paid to do that?
Yes.
Sounds like a pretty nice paycheck.
Yeah, I love it. It's what I live for. I just love working with the animals there.
And you mentioned that you want to eventually be a vet down the road. Where are you going to be going to school next year?
I'm starting out at Mineral Area College, but I will probably transfer to either University of Missouri Columbia or maybe Arkansas State.
What kind of has you between those two schools, and which one are you leaning towards?
I've been leaning towards Mizzou just because it's in Missouri, obviously, and it's just all that I've ever known. But my dad brought to my eyes that Arkansas State is maybe a good place to go to. Maybe it's just because I'm not, outgoing, so I was kind of scared to go to Mizzou. So it might be a better place, just a better fit for me to go to Arkansas.
Are you more of a cat person or a dog person?
I would have to say dog. I just think that I have a better way of connecting with dogs at my job. I love to go back there and do kennels. And each one has a personality, and you can connect with each of them differently.
Good choice. I'm much more of a dog person myself. Dogs just care about humans more than cats do.
Yeah.
Well, Hannah, you just finished up high school today.
Mm-hmm.
What were your final thoughts as you were walking out the doors for the last time?
I was just, it was surreal. Like, my mom's a teacher, and so I've been there since before I even started high school. And so to finally be walking out and not have to take any more classes there, it was sad. I really love all my teachers there, and I will miss them a lot.
Do you have a specific memory that you're going to remember forever as, say, your favorite?
Probably getting announced that I was valedictorian today at graduation practice. That was a pretty cool moment.
Definitely one of the more recent moments, but definitely a cool moment. I'm not going to disagree with you on that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Hannah, congratulations on being the valedictorian, and best of luck to all that you do moving forward.
Thank you so much.
We'll be right back on Regional Radio.